Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Would you like a DTNS hat, a hoodie, a mask, a mouse pad, more? We have all that and a lot more at the DTNS store, dailytechnewsshow.com/store. Coming up on DTNS, it's the big tech quiz of 2021. This is the Daily Tech News for Thursday, December 23rd, 2021 in Los Angeles. I'm Tom Merritt.
From lovely Cleveland, Ohio, I'm Rich Straffolino.
Drawing the top tech stories from also from lovely Cleveland, I'm Len Peralta.
I am on the West Coast, and I'm the show's producer, Roger Ching.
And we're joined by our original producer, podcast producer, and self-described corporate sellout, Jenny Josephson.
Hi, Jenny. Everybody. Hi.
We were just talking with Jenny and a bunch of other folks who may be joining back in here on DTNS in a few minutes on our longer version of this show. If you want more goodness, Good Day Internet, available at patreon.com/DTNS. Big thanks to our top patrons, including Reed Fischler, Michelle Sergiu, and Mike McLaughlin. Let's start with a few tech things you should know.
Huawei released the P50 Pocket, a clamshell-style foldable. It features a 120Hz 6.9-inch screen when unfolded, offers a circular display for notifications when folded, and uses the Snapdragon 888 4G SoC. It uses a new zero-gap hinge and supports face unlock on both screens. It's available in China starting at 8,988 yuan. That's about $1,400.
Earlier this month, Intel sent a note to suppliers in Xinjiang notifying them they would not purchase goods or services sourced from the Xinjiang region. The U.S. accuses China of human rights abuses in the region. After receiving public criticism in China over the letter, Intel posted to WeChat Thursday to say the supplier notes were, quote, a statement of compliance and legality only and are not meant to express its intent or position. And then Intel apologized for, quote, any distress the notes caused.
Wednesday, Square CEO Jack Dorsey posted a screenshot of a notification that Marc Andreessen had blocked him. Dorsey added the text, I'm officially banned from Web3. Dorsey went on to rant about decentralization, Web3, and the blockchain earlier this week and called Andreessen's A16Z VC firm by name. Researcher Jane Manchin Wong pointed out that several other tech execs have also blocked Dorsey. Good reporting, Jane.
Samsung announced its 2022 Neo QLED TVs and gaming monitors will support the recently announced HDR 10 Plus gaming standard. This includes support for variable refresh rates up to 120Hz and real-time color calibration. Samsung and ADATA also announced an 8TB PCIe 5.0 SSD for consumers and, if you're in the enterprise, a 15TB model. Sorry, I drilled a little.
Engage. LG showed off a media chair concept ahead of CES, which features a curved rotating 55-inch OLED TV attached to a reclining chair. LG said it's working with a Korean massage chair company to commercialize the concept.
Lenovo announced it will suspend in-person attendance at CES. Lenovo was the first major hardware company to pull out of the trade show's in-person component, but not the last, as Intel then announced that it would minimize its in-person presence at the show. Alphabet's Waymo also announced it would attend the show. I would not attend the show in person. All these companies will still participate virtually, though.
You'd think they just send the autonomous cars. And Bloomberg has seen internal Amazon data that indicates between 2018 and 2021, as many as 15 to 25% of new voice assistant users stop actively using devices after just 2 weeks. Bloomberg says Amazon predicts the market will expand 1.2% annually for the next several years. That's on Echo devices. A 2019 document claimed new users discover half of the features they will ever use on an Echo device within the first 3 hours of activation.
All right, folks, if you want to hear us talk about something on the show, one way to let us know is our subreddit. Now, we won't be doing new shows until January 3rd, 4th, but around that time, you want to get a submission in there, go to dailytechnewsshow.reddit.com. Well, Jenny Josephson, it's time to finish up our last live show. I'm really, really happy that you could join us. We wanted to finish with a quiz of questions to finish out the year about the technology events that happened this year. But are you prepared for that?
No, I really feel like if I could raise my eyes to the sky and wish for help, it would be a lot better for me because I haven't been as plugged into the tech universe as I would like to be. So okay. Is there any way my Christmas wish could be granted?
Let me just shout some names out into the atmosphere and see if the magic of Christmas can make them appear to help us out. Chris Ashley.
Yo, I'm here. Poof.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Came in the room.
Dan Campos.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Right now on a special edition of Tools and Weapons, Brad Smith is sharing a vision for what Microsoft calls the new AI economy. It's an idea rooted in technological revolutions of the past, like the printing press, which created a vibrant marketplace of related innovations, ultimately leading to an explosion of books and readers. But he doesn't just give a history lesson. In the episode, Brad lays out the tangible ways that Microsoft is providing infrastructure and other support to those leading the charge of the new AI economy. And he explains the importance of using that infrastructure to ensure equitable access to AI to people all over the world. To stay current on insights from voices at the center of the conversation on AI, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you like to listen.
Estaba comiendo unos tacos. Where am I?
All the way from Mexico City. We pulled him in. It's amazing. Let me try this one. Rob Dunwood.
What up, though?
Oh, hey, it worked.
I'm here to make sure that I get the answers wrong to bring the quota of right to wrong to put it in place.
Yeah, that's a balance out. The world needs balance, Rob. We appreciate that.
Wait, can I try one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I want an old school DTNS early guest who shouldn't currently be awake. Would that be Nate Langston?
Oh, this is British Santa, you mean? Hello.
Oh!
Jenny's powers reach across oceans.
That's right.
All right, let me try one. Patrick Norton.
I can even turn off mute.
Oh, that is magical.
truly a Christmas miracle.
All right. And just because, you know, he's always there, you know, he's always in the background, but our producer, Amos, Anthony Lemus.
Hello.
The legend.
All right.
I have got a little bit of quiz music for us to bring us into this. And I have an ability to tell you if you are right or wrong. If you are right, you will hear this. If you are wrong, you will hear this.
Wrong!
Patrick Norton, you had a question.
Did Richard and Jenny not get the email about this being a very beardy podcast? I just noticed that. This is the only time I've ever seen this many beards in one podcast.
I just spent an hour getting rid of my mustache. Don't make me bring one back.
That's the one gift Santa will never bring.
That's all right, Patrick.
Our first quiz question, we will go in order by person, but each person can call on another person to aid them. So Jenny, we will start with you. The question is, what was the first story on the first DTNS of this year, which happened on January 4th?
Okay, so I obviously don't know the answer because I wasn't daily watching and listening to DTNS, but I'm going to say that it either has something to do with, because like there's only a couple things you talk about at the beginning of January. It's either something to do with CES or something to do with Julian Assange.
You're very close. You're very close. Would you like
That's all I know.
Would you like to call on Nate Langson for assistance?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Was I on the show on that day?
No.
I was going to say CES, but I would assume it would be something about it being canceled.
One of those two answers she gave was happening in the UK. That's why I picked you as a hint.
Oh, well, it has to be Julian Assange, of course.
Indeed. Indeed it is. UK Judge Vanessa Beretzer of Westminster Magistrates Court ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could not be extradited to the U.S. at that time to face trial on charges of violating the Espionage Act. Well done. Well
Ooh,
done.
Thanks, indeed. Nate Langston.
All right.
You give the answer.
That will take us to Dan Campos. Dan Campos, you're next up. You remember, you can answer the question or you can toss to another contestant to help you out. Here's the question. A ransomware attack caused no shortage of fuel, but fear around it caused a run on gas and short-term shortages in the United States. Who got attacked by that ransomware?
I believe I know this one because we recently made an episode about this kind of topics on NTX. So I believe it's Colonial Pipeline, and I believe that the villain in there, it was Thanos. No, Darkseid.
Wow, double points.
That is correct. Well done. Well done, indeed. All right. That takes us to you, Rich Stroffolino. This is an open category. Special question. So you can all join in on the answer because the first one to answer is the winner. When I say shortage, you say
chips.
Toilet paper.
Actually, most of those answers were correct. But the answer we were looking for was chips. Well done. Well done. All right. Over to you, Chris Ashley. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is a deep one.
I'm in a 3-point stance. It's been a while.
All right. What are the three names the company that runs Instagram has operated under since it began in 2004?
Yikes. I'm going to need some help. So let me get my pal right back in here. Jenny, hook your boy up.
Okay. I only know this because I'm an old lady. I think it is Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, mm-hmm. and Meta.
Two out of three. Again, the question was, what are the names of the company that runs Instagram now?
I'm
not going to count Instagram wrong because it was a little bit of a confusing phrasing.
Because they were
they were originally a different company. So this is the company that now runs Instagram has been under three names. What are those? What is the third one?
No, someone else answer. I've done my part.
All right, so let me get my partner in crime, Mr. Dunwood. What's the third?
Let's go with the Facebook. Facebook.
Correct. Wow. Correct. Now, we would have given bonus points if you had said Meta Platforms, Inc. But Meta does operate under the trade name Meta, so that is still correct without the full incorporation.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's go.
All right. This brings it over to you, Rob Dunwood. Are you ready?
No, but let's go ahead and go anyway.
Jack Dorsey stepped down as CEO of Twitter November 29th. What was Jack's first and actually the first ever post on Twitter?
I feel like I should know this, but unfortunately I don't. So I want to need a lifeline.
Who you want to throw your lifeline to?
Patrick. Mr. Norton, you might know something like this.
I see you Googling in the background. You might know this.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I Googled this because it just sold as an NFT for $2.9 million.
That is correct.
And the tweet was, quote, just setting up my Twitter.
And how did he
spell Twitter?
T-T-R.
T-W-T-T-R.
Because I can read the Google.
Yeah. But you spelled it wrong. It was T-W-T-T-R.
Oh, he was just saying the end of it was T-T-R. Yeah. That is correct. Just setting up my Twitter without any vowels in the Twitter. All right. Over to you, Nate Langson. You get an open-ended question. Congratulations. Here is your question, Nate. Are you sitting comfortably?
No, but that's only because I'm twisting so I can still get the cat in shot.
Good. Name one effect you felt from Apple restricting third-party ad tracking.
That would be less relevant ads in Facebook if I used it, which I don't.
Wrong!
You did not experience that because you don't use Facebook.
Okay. I experienced my wife complaining about it because she does.
Correct.
Good answer.
Also, I hadn't used the wrong sound effect yet, so I had to take the opportunity. Did anybody actually feel any real effects from Apple restricting third-party ad tracking? Other than
I did notice small businesses around me were like really sad that they couldn't get personalized ads. I did notice that they were all just like crying a lot. Had nothing to do with
that. That is why I know my wife was noticing, because they work with a small business. They have a small business.
There you go. That makes sense then. All right, Patrick Norton, it's on to you. Are you ready for your question?
I'm gonna keep my hands up so I can't type.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Oh, nice Eckerd Orchard sweatshirt there. I like that.
Thank you.
Here is your question. GameStop stock started January at $18 and rose to above $300 by the end of the month. Name at least one catchphrase associated with the GameStop meme stock phenomenon.
Stonks.
Stonks.
Stonk.
Literally all I said for days.
Anybody got any other favorites from the meme stocks?
I mean, to the moon is probably to another common one.
Yep.
There's several I can't say on a family-friendly podcast.
Sure. I appreciate you throwing that caveat down. Diamond Hands was another one I enjoyed. All right. We are on to the top row. So this brings you in to the conversation. Amos, Anthony Lemos, are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Digital artist.
That's Anthony for yes.
Yes, I assume so. Digital artist Beeple sold an NFT of his work every days, the first 5,000 days, for $69 million at the 255-year-old Christie's auction house. What is Beeple's given name? Oh, you might want to call on Dan. I think Dan might have an idea.
Yeah, Dan, hopefully you know, because I know.
All right. If it's only the name, it's Mike. But do you need the full name?
Do you know the full name?
Mike Winkleman? I don't know.
Correct.
Wow.
Mike Winkleman, a.k.a.
Pulled that
Beeple.
One right out.
Yeah.
Why are the Winkle people always involved in such strange things?
The Winkle Voss twins.
There's the Winkle Vi. Yeah. There's the Winklesteins. Mm-hmm. The what is it about the Winkle?
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah. Wasn't Vanilla Ice's name Winkle something?
Was it really?
Von Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
Now we're in a weird place.
So, Roger, are you participating? I see you have your camera off, but do you want a question?
Sure. Hand me a question.
All right, here we go. Roger Chang, in May, AT&T announced it was doing something with Warner Media. Be as accurate as possible in describing what that was.
Oh, geez. I should know this because I was producing that show.
Show your work. No, I'm just kidding.
I am drawing a complete blank. So as I look across my checkerboard of faces, who should I call? Can someone look? Oh, Rich? Does Rich know? Does Rich have an idea?
So I believe they were they're spinning it out. I'm going to say spinning it out.
Spinning it out. Spinning it out is technically correct. Can anyone
creating
else?
Creating it as selling it. They're selling it.
Yes. Less correct, but less correct than spinning it out.
They put it out to the farm where old media properties go.
That does sound like they're killing it.
Live out a life.
Beautiful farm upstate.
Beautiful farm upstate.
It'll get to play. It'll get to play with other brands like Pan Am and TWA.
Tab.
No.
Brand farms.
Was it DirecTV, was it? No.
No. DirecTV was an AT&T spin out this year.
Yes.
But that
I was going to say something along the lines that they spun out a Harry Potter, but I don't think that's correct.
the precision that would have got you top scores, although you are correct, is creating a joint venture with it. In combination with Discovery Inc.
That's what I was going to say.
You were absolutely correct.
Thank you. I'm just working on it. I was working up to it.
We are back to the top. Jenny Josephson, are you ready for another question?
Sure.
All right. Remember the SolarWinds attack? The SolarWinds attack happened technically in December 2020, but we had news about it all through 2021. It's usually referred to as the SolarWinds attack, but which platform operated by SolarWinds was the one that was breached? What SolarWinds sub-brand?
Well, I know all I can tell you are the companies that I remember it being affected by. So I'm going to be wrong, but I want to be right while being wrong.
Sure.
So the NSA was one, I know.
Work it out, Jenny.
The other ones were like everything. But I know the NSA was involved. But I don't remember the platform unless it was AWS. That's always the platform.
Wrong!
No. Does anyone else know the SolarWinds brand?
Okay, it's something. Can I jump in?
Sure.
To be wrong, I could be a little wrong about this as well. So it's something like astrological related.
Supernova.
It's like Solaris or Polaris?
No.
Is that
no?
Dang it! Oh, I knew it's like something astrological. I inserted into so many headlines. Why don't
it's
I remember?
It's astrological,
this?
And I'll give you all a hint. It has a belt.
Orion.
I definitely didn't know
Solar
that.
SolarWinds Orion.
I'm very good at context.
Jenny got it. Well done.
Yes, it was handed to me on a platter of stars by Tom Merritt, and I got it.
All right, we're back around to you, Dan Campos. LG stopped making its own phones this year and licensed out its brand. What was LG's share of the market in Q3 2020? As close to the percentage as you can get. In Q3 2020, what was LG's share of the smartphone market?
All right. If they actually came out of the market, I believe that it was really low. So I am guessing about 3%?
Lower.
What? 1%?
A little higher.
Okay, 2%.
1.91%. Correct.
Good answer.
That is a lot higher than I would have guessed if that was my question.
I was going to go less than one, I was thinking.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah. It was less by the time they actually got out, but by Q3 was the last market share that they had on the day that they got out of it. All right, to you, Rich Straffolino. LG stopped making its own phones. I'm sorry, I already read that one. The ruling in the Apple versus Epic
0.9%.
case. The ruling in the Apple versus Epic case came down on September 10th, going mostly Apple's way, but ordering Apple to allow mentions outside to ways of paying outside of its app store, which they eventually got a stay for. But focusing on that September 10th decision and that original case, who was the judge?
I'm going to go with old Judge Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers.
Indeed. Wow. Right off the top of your Santa hat. Well done.
Got the quiz brain on.
People are looking at you with suspicion after that. Yeah.
You write it so many times that it has that name. I have an Aunt Yvonne. So
if you write the show, I believe you know. That's that's always my logo.
All right, Chris Ashley, this one's coming to you.
All right, let's do this.
And it's an Apple question.
Oh, boy.
And I'm actually curious if anybody on the panel could get it, but you get first shot.
All right, cool.
Name one of the Apple announcements from April 20th. It was 420, but that doesn't relate to the answer.
I'm going to take a guess. They announced a new Apple TV.
They did. Do you remember what it was called?
No.
Nate has a finger up. You might want to call on Nate.
All right. Come on, Nate. Bring the heat.
Is it the 4K, Apple TV 4K?
Indeed. Right. The Apple TV 4K.
I remember considering it, but I was like, and I never pulled the trigger, but I just couldn't remember that part.
My guess with Apple is better cameras on the phone.
Not better this screen. Time. You, with Not the phones, time. But okay. they didn't, I think they announced a new color of an iPhone technically, but not one of the main announcements. Anybody remember anything else from that announcement?
HomePod Mini?
Not that one, no.
Is that when they announced their, I can't even think of the name of them, their tile-like devices?
Yes. You don't remember what
those things called?
The AirTag.
AirTags is it.
Yeah. AirTile Clone 3. Sorry.
I think it's hilarious that you remembered the announcement, which was probably the only significant announcement that day, but none of us could remember the name of the actual product. The other two things were the iPad Pro with M1 and the iMac with M1, AirTag and Apple TV 4K. There were also some Apple TV Plus announcements and stuff, but that's all the hardware there. All right. It's coming over to you, Rob Dunwood. Are you prepared?
Let's go.
Facebook took an aggressive position regarding an Australian law this past year. What was that action?
Is that back when they passed a law, Australia did, that made Facebook and Google pay for content from like news sources?
That was that is the law in question. Yeah, it had not passed when Facebook took this action, but they took it preemptively, saying if you pass that.
And I think Facebook pretty much said, "Nah, we're good."
In what way did they say, "Nah, we're good"?
they refused to. I can't remember.
Anybody else?
I remember this story, but I can't remember the specifics.
I think Dan will jump in and help you.
Yeah,
go ahead, jump in, Dan.
Australia stopped existing in Facebook at that moment.
Ooh, a little overstating it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, content.
Yeah, they blocked all news content on Facebook in Australia. Correct. That is correct. Yeah.
I was thinking that's what it was, but did they go that far? I couldn't remember if they actually did that.
They did. But here's the bonus question. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long that action lasted? How long was news gone from Facebook in Australia?
I'm going to say 24 hours.
Yeah, it was only a couple days.
A couple days.
It was longer.
Yeah.
A week.
Less than a week.
6 days.
Oh, it was
four
five. It was
calling
five.
Birds, three French.
And there's still no news in Facebook.
Many dozens of hours.
Okay, this is one only someone who writes for Bloomberg could get. Nate Langson, are you ready?
Yeah.
I have no idea of any. I would not have gotten this one. I'm just gonna say, like, there. This is. We're getting into the tricky ones now. On January 4th, what did the Taiwanese United Daily News report that Foxconn had been commissioned to prototype?
Got this.
I mean, was it the Apple car?
No, not a car. But it was for Apple.
Apple VR headset-y, sunglassy.
No.
AR, VR.
No, I'm going to have to pass. I cannot remember.
Anybody?
I thought it was an EV, too.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Two types of foldable phones. There was a lot of talk about prototyping cars.
But that was later.
Yeah, it was later in
yeah.
the
year.
Foxconn.
All right. What may be the most difficult question that is created for this quiz goes to Patrick Norton. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
All right.
Slightly terrified.
Everybody help Patrick with this one.
Please.
I'll be very impressed if anyone gets this. What did the GPT-3 DALL-E add-on do a good job drawing when given the short natural language phrase as a prompt?
What?
So DALL-E was an add-on for the GPT-3 algorithm, and you could give it a prompt, say, draw this, and it would draw it. What did it consider to have done a good job drawing?
Exact second I became old.
And it was used as an example in the press release. There's actually a couple of them. And one that it did not do as well on.
Flower?
No, there's no flower.
Can I take a stab?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheep?
No sheep.
I thought Dolly.
A pineapple.
Maybe.
Not a pineapple.
I thought it was a cat.
Watch.
Was I closer?
No.
Was it an avocado?
It was an avocado. What? Not just an avocado.
Avocado toast.
Wait, was it rancheros?
Was it like furniture?
Yes.
No, yes, it was.
An avocado armchair.
Armchair.
Rob, you had that one.
Wow.
No, I didn't have it. I looked it up.
You looked it up.
Oh, he had it. He just had it handed to him.
The other one it did well on, that there's just no way, a baby daikon radish in a tutu walking a dog.
Yeah, sure.
Right. And it did not do as well on a snail made of harp.
Oh, that's a tough snail. One.
Yeah, especially because they didn't specify whether they meant the beer or the musical instrument.
Ooh.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. We are around to you, Amos. Anthony Lamas.
It's almost important that we say both names now because so many people have been like, I didn't know Amos was the same person as Anthony Lamas.
Right,
because
they hear it in the credits, yeah.
Amos.
On the January 8th show, we teased that Roku bought some Quibi. What did they buy?
I'm going to go with Jenny because she looks excited and I have no idea.
I think they bought the leftover original programming that was on Quibi that didn't ever air on Quibi or didn't air it.
Yeah, indeed. 75 yeah! shows and documentaries. That is exactly what they bought.
Wow.
Still got it.
All right. We're back to Roger. If he so desires. He keeps turning off his video, though, so I'm not sure.
I'm trying to conserve bandwidth.
Okay, gotcha. What did Verizon get rid of on May 3rd?
Was it CNET?
No, CNET was not owned by Verizon. CBS owned CNET.
No, and it's not Yahoo because they still have that.
No, they don't. They don't still have Yahoo.
I mean, I know the answer to that also.
So if they don't have Yahoo,
and they don't have...
So they got rid of Yahoo?
Yes, correct!
Guys, it's the law of the internet. Everyone always gets rid of Yahoo.
That's right.
Run it down. Hey, Yahoo. I used to work there. I love it very much, but yeah.
We also would have accepted AOL. Both of them were ditched in the same. Thank you all for playing Big Tech Quiz of 2021. Very much appreciate this. Hope you had a good time. I certainly did. Awesome. Give yourselves a round of applause, and I'll help with some sound effects. Also, thanks to our brand new boss, Maxim. Maxim timed it just right to be the last new boss before we stopped checking for new bosses of the year. Everybody else is going to have to pile in to 2022. But if you do become a new boss of Patreon, we always thank you on the show. So thank you, Maxim. And thank you, Len Peralta, who was illustrating today's show. Len, what have you drawn for us today? Or is he there?
I think he may have left.
He may have not drawn. He drew us something, though, and it was with Santa with the new DTNS logo as his face.
And if you've seen the art, you know that his lack of presence is befitting the art.
Because it's a Santa bot, which you can get if you are a patron of Len at patreon.com/Len. You can also buy it at lenperaltastore.com. Please help him pay for a new internet connection, folks. Buy his art.
With just 5 simple payments, you can help get Len.
Jenny Josephson, thank you so much for coming back on our last show of the year. We really appreciate it.
I have to tell you that nothing so much prepared me for the pandemic and getting along with my virtual colleagues as having virtual colleagues in 2014. So I could not be more grateful. This place really trained me to love and value people, even if I couldn't hug them.
Aw, that's so nice. Cool. I'm glad to. That's a lovely sentiment. Before you go, get out of here, though. You have anything going on you want to tell folks about?
Yes. Okay. I never managed to announce this, but I do work at Intuit QuickBooks, helping small businesses, get through these really difficult times. And because I really enjoy them, I made them a present. I built them a baby video UI at intuit.me/thehub. And if you go there, you could see a video that I made. You could see like all these different videos that all people across QuickBooks made. And we did it for no other reason than we really like small businesses, and that was really fun. And it's a fun place to work, even if I can't work with all of you. So go check it out, intuit.me/thehub.
Thank you, Jenny Josephson. And let's quickly thank all of our contestants today. Patrick Norton.
Thank you.
Nate Langson.
Woo, thank you. Wait, no, I should cheer myself. I mean, thanks.
Yeah, please. No one else is going to cheer, apparently. So, yeah, go ahead and cheer yourself. That's totally fine. Rob Dunwood.
Thanks for having me, folks.
Chris Ashley.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Rich Straffolino.
Truly a definitive pleasure.
And Dan Campos.
This was increíble.
Ah, gracias. And Anthony Lemos, a.k.a. Amos.
DCStreamathon.org. Thank you.
This is our last live show for 2021. We're off tomorrow for the holidays. DTNS will continue next week with our special holiday pre-recorded lineup, starting with our retro show on Monday. We're going back to the 70s. We'll be back live in person next month, Tuesday, January 4th, where we will be live at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 21:30 UTC. Find out more about that at dailytechnewsshow.com/live. See you next year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that stuff. This week's episodes of Daily Tech News Show were created by the following people. Host, producer, and writer Tom Merritt. Host, producer, and writer Sarah Lane. Executive producer and booker Roger Chang. Producer, writer, and host Rich Straffolino. Video producer and Twitch producer Joe Kuntz. Associate producer Anthony Lemos. Spanish language host, writer, and producer Dan Campos. News host, writer, and producer Jen Cutter. Science correspondent Dr. Nikki Ackermans. Social media producer and moderator Zoe Detterding. Our mods, Beatmaster, W. Scottis 1, BioCow, Captain Kipper, Jack Shidd, Steve Guadarrama, Paul Reese, Matthew J. Stevens, and J.D. Galloway. Mod and video hosting from Dan Christensen. Video feed by Sean Way. Music and art provided by Martin Bell, Dan Luters, Mustafa A., Acast, Creative Ast Arts, and Len Peralta. Live art performed by Len Peralta. Acast ad support from Trace Gaynor. Patreon support from Stefan Brown. Contributors for this week's shows included Chris Ashley and Scott Johnson, along with Rob Dunwood, Dan Campos, and Patrick Norton. Guests on this week's show were Nate Langson and our consulting producer, Jenny Josephson. Thanks to all the patrons who make the show possible.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.